We'll call the November 9th, 2020 Town Council regular meeting at 6:15. Roll call, please.
Brad Amos.
Present.
Matthew Zarnecki.
Present.
Scott McVoy.
Present.
Randy Mobley.
Present.
Terry Langford.
Present.
Town Attorney Jacob Elder.
Present.
Town Manager Charlie Smith.
Here.
Michelle Miller, Clerk Treasurer, present.
Thank you. Please join us for prayer, then call by the pledge allegiance.
Father God, we just want to thank you for a meeting here. We just ask your blessings upon our decisions and what we talk about here tonight. We just want to thank you for all things and just thank you for blessing us as a town and this group of people that care about what's going on here, Jesus. Just let us be thankful in all things, even sometimes it's just hard to understand the way things work out. But thank you for being a good, loving God and thank you for being with us here tonight. Amen.
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to amend or adopt the agenda is presented. Motion by Scott, and I have a second. Second by Matt, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved. Approval of minutes submitted by the clerk treasurer.
So.
Motion by Matt, and I have a second.
So second.
Second by Randy. All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
Yes, allowance claims.
Claims?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. The approval of allowance claims, also submitted by the clerk treasurer. Got a motion for those approval claims? Okay, motion by Scott, do we have a second? Second by Matt, any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay.
The top two documents were passed at a prior meeting. They just needed signatures. One is Brad only. The first page is Brad only, yes. Oh, thank you.
Thank you. Any comments from the public on agenda items? All right, our next is ordinance and resolutions. Looks like we have four ordinances, three ordinances and a resolution here in front of us tonight. First ordinance is ordinance number 2020-R-028. It's an ordinance regulating traffic control on Old 60. Says, whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2, this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana is a town legislative body, and the president of the town council is the town executive. And whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town. And whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 9-21-1-2, a local authority may adopt by ordinance additional traffic regulations with respect to highway under the authority's jurisdiction. And whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 9-21-1-3, a local authority may regulate speed limits and traffic controls with respect to highways under the authority's jurisdiction. And whereas due to the improvement made to the highway in Sellersburg jurisdiction, this council now desires to regulate certain traffic controls on Old State Road 60 between State Road 60 and County Road 311. Now therefore, it be ordained by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following: no trucks except for delivery shall traverse on the section of Old 60 between State Road 60 and County Road 311. Any person found to be in violation of this ordinance shall be fined $250 per offense payable within 30 days to the town of Sellersburg, Indiana. Failure to pay the fine within the said time frame will result in legal action to enforce this ordinance. This ordinance is adopted as of the date below, as evidenced by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as a majority of duly elected members of this council, and shall be in full force effective 30 days after publication. The executive secretary is charged with the duty of publishing pursuant to Indiana Code 5-3-1-2 a copy of this ordinance. The town manager shall cause to have the appropriate signs installed in public right-of-ways consistent with town and NDOT standards. So what we have here is we've invested $100,000 on this repayment and
fixing. Right. Sorry, that ordinance number is actually 2020-OR-031.
There was an amendment.
Okay, so I can change that over here. Okay, I'm sorry. I saw the line there, but I just sucked it up. So, okay. Apologize. So, make the statement of this ordinance being number 2020-OR-031. Like I was saying, this is something that we are wanting to keep this road in good shape and try to keep the heavy traffic load off of it. So, I have a motion to approve this ordinance.
So moved.
Second by Matt. Any discussion?
Discussion. Is this the appropriate time, or should we, are we waiting till later, or can we discuss weight and class trucks? Is that because there's nothing defined in here what class trucks and weights are going through there?
I know we talked about this, and because we don't carry scales and we're not in our police cars, it's just easier to say no food trucks.
Well, I mean, what are we going to get on any vector for driving his 450s down through there, or his one-axle dump truck? I mean, and I understand that's in here. But he said, well, Kenny can do it. Why can't we do it? You know, so we're going to drive any size truck that backyard staycations have. That can be a problem.
That's not a through truck, though.
It's not a through truck.
Because
I understand that. But if a through truck did come through there, they're saying, well, am I causing any more damage than what the backyard staycation truck is? That's the argument you're going to face. So I think we should define a weight limit at some, whether it's 26,000 pounds or 50,000 pounds or somewhere. That would be easier for the people in that industry to understand. They might say, well, hey, you can't go through here if you're over 46,000 pounds. Because the trucks that are going to do the damage are the ones like the triaxles and the 18-wheelers, and I don't see 18-wheelers on that very often anyway. I just think we should define it other than just if you just put up a sign, no trucks. Well, there's all kinds of different sizes of trucks, so that's kind of what bothers me. I mean, should we do this now or should we wait? That's what I'm saying.
Well, if we continue to stall on, we're going to sit there and continue to see the abuse that's already being done to it now.
I'm not trying to stall Brad at all. I'm just saying if you don't get this right, we're going to be writing tickets.
You think something like maybe no multiple axle trucks? Would that suffice?
Well, I mean, what, you want just a two-axle truck? I mean, I would think if we just defined it with a weight limit, that would simplify it for everybody in that industry. If you said nothing over.
The only reason we did put a weight limit in there was specific to the conversation that we have achieved. Because of leaving the weight up to guess as to what a weight of a truck would be. We looked at axles, number of axles. There's quite a few single axle dump trucks and garbage trucks that have been noticed coming through there as well. We're just going on the recommendation of Chief Whaler on this one.
My thought here is it's a great improvement to the roadway. We have to protect that and protect our infrastructure for the future. Being specific is something we should do, and even though the town may not be able to enforce a weight limit, we should do something similar to other communities in the region that have the same weight limit structure. If it's 26,000 gross vehicle weight, whatever that number is, we should define it, make the rules clear. We can't enforce it. If you want to add no triaxles or quad axles, I don't know, no dump truck, whatever language you want to put in there to be specific, pass the ordinance so we can move forward with protecting the roadway for the future. So we don't have to come back and invest another $50,000 in asphalt or whatever stuff. But if you're going to have people play by the rules, you have to define the rules. That's just my thing.
Well, there again, you could do it by axles, but if you have an overloaded single axle, it can do more damage than a properly loaded triaxle. So if you put a weight limit on it, say, hey, this is what we want to do to not do any damage or to do just normal wear and tear.
We can't enforce it locally. The state can. The state weights and measures can, but the town soldier police department would not be able to enforce any weight restrictions. So that's why I said if we're going to do it, let's spell it out across the board. Again, if we're not specific with the rules, and we leave a lot of questions to be desired, and we'll know how that goes in traffic court.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to hold it up, Brad, at all.
I know you was concerned about it when we first discussion about it, so there's no harm.
I think the locals will understand after a while, hey, we don't want any heavy truck traffic here. I get that, and they'll probably respect it. But then you got everybody else that's paid a legal fee to drive. They're going to go down there, okay, no trucks. Well, no trucks, what's that mean? No heavy truck, commercial trucks. Or we could say, maybe the signage could say, no commercial truck traffic. That might help nail it down a little bit. But, I guess if you have a commercial driver's license and you're driving a commercial vehicle, that would class it as a commercial, if you've got a commercial vehicle on this route. That's a possible way of doing it. I mean, since we don't have any scales or portable scales, we can't enforce it. You want to, and Scott understands this, you want to make it clarity for the officer that's there that's going to find a violation or a citation. He wants to fully understand it as well. So,
let me ask you this, Jake. Can we define crew trucks as those that require CDL to operate?
Yes.
Because then that limits everything to air brakes.
But here's my question. I'm no expert by any means in trucks, but there's a small sign, and you've got to put the truck drivers on notice as they're going through to have the ability to enforce the rights. So knowingly and intentionally going on that road after knowing, so how do you, whatever language you need needs to go on those signs. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that. I don't know if it's a single axle, the weight, whatever you want to do. And then, because it's kind of a two-fold, so you have that. And then, you know, how do you enforce it? I guess you just rely on, you know, say, police, I guess, to enforce it.
I think, there again, if a vehicle's coming through there, we have air brakes, suspected of air brakes, and again, if it's a CDL required vehicle, you know, that could be, you know, our sweeper truck is a CDL required vehicle, so we can carry.
We can amend this to include whatever language you all said, whatever language you want on the sign.
I think we can take some examples from some other communities that have the same laws when it comes to local roadways. You have to post the signage up, make sure everyone has an opportunity to view the signs before they turn on that road. Local deliveries are accepted. We'll have paperwork, obviously, that says you're going to backdoor staycation or caravans or wherever to receive deliveries, so they're good to go. And I think you should be a little proactive ahead of time and say, make contact with IMI, because the trucks that'll tear the roadway up will be for heavy dump trucks that are cutting through. And I think that's what we're trying to prevent. So if we're a little bit proactive when we make contact with some of those companies and say, hey, this road that you've traveled for years is now off limits, and take a proactive approach to send that letter out, they can make contact with their drivers and their contractors and let them know, hey, don't travel this roadway anymore. Just go up a block and turn right. I mean, it's to me, it seems fairly simple.
Well, most of the commercial drivers understand weight restrictions, and you know they know what their vehicle. And you know, if you just put out the magic number there, you know, 48,000, 50,000 pounds. You know, if we can structure it into some type of sign or information bearing sign on that road, they'll get the picture in a hurry. And you know, they might be able to drive it empty, but not loaded. And you know that. But these guys that have commercial driver's license, they understand the weight restrictions. And once they understand it, you know, maybe the officer see them out there one time and said, hey, this is where we're at. You know, that's all it would take is to warn them off of it. But I think, you know, just going forward, you know, what is the proposed right now to do nothing? Is there any type of signage going up?
I can't put signage up unless you go off.
Right, and I understand that. So that's why the conversation is happening.
The signage is going up on 311, isn't it?
As you turn onto and on both directions. And again, since there is a fine associated with this, there'll be a 30-day notice to process. So, I mean, you know, the police and chief and I had a conversation, you know, would basically work from an education standpoint for the next 30 days on any violators.
Absolutely.
From that standpoint. So.
You know, I think if we can't enforce a weight restriction, then our signage, to begin with, at this point, should include or should be solely says no commercial truck traffic. That would be, you know, a start. And I think mostly a single axle truck on the standard tire size is 17 and 10. Is 27,000 pounds. That's a single axle truck. So, you know, if we can keep 30,000 pounds off of this road, then, you know, but maybe the sign, we can always come back and do an addition. But going forward, to protect it, I think we need to have some specification on what we're doing. And, you know, if we want to come up with a sign that says, or a suggestion I would have would say, no, could just be as simple as no heavy truck traffic. That's very vague, and it's not specific, but might get the picture, and you know, after some warnings, that the word gets around pretty quick. So, you know, that's just my proposal. If we do something instead of just leaving it out there, you know, we know about it. People watching here, but people driving trucks don't know about it. Or we can word it as no commercial truck traffic. And this is for the old 311 and the part that goes up to the KFC?
No, it's County Road.
It's County Road, so, yeah, okay. So
person shall operate a truck with a gross vehicle weight rating excess of 26,000 pounds where a posted sign prohibits the action. The operator can access the road for a business purpose or as a resident living on that road, local road. Plain and simple. Signage say no vehicles over 26,000 pounds on this roadway. If a resident lives on the roadway, they should show proof of residency. If you don't live on the roadway and you're just cut through and you're susceptible to whatever fine, if you're going to backyard vacations, there you go. There you got proof in your paperwork. Everything's good to go. Put the signs up, put a last notice sign so a truck can have a fair opportunity to turn into JC's parking lot and turn around and come, however, get out, whatever, and we're done. That's just my bit. If you add that language, you're good.
Right. And that's the and that would be a single axle dump truck is about that weight rating.
Randy, you know more about trucks than I do.
Well, 17,000 per axle and as much as 10 usually unless they have a built up axle. So I'm just saying if we define this and then there again, we're not gonna be able to really, since we don't have weights and scales, we're not gonna be able to enforce it, but we can enforce anything over a small truck that's rated at 26,000 pounds, plus that will be on his registration, what his gross weight will be.
So no through trucks over 26,000
pounds? That's perfect. Yeah, that's, I believe that should be the verbiage that we should be using.
Where, it says clearly, where a posted sign prohibits the action. I'll leave that wording up to the gentleman from you all, if you have a good one.
So, what I would recommend listening to your all's conversation, you know, just no, whatever, no trucks.
No through trucks.
Over 26,000 pounds. Somebody makes a motion to amend for the sign to include that language. And then we go ahead and amend that.
I'll make a motion that we include that language.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Okay. Going over in there that's going to say no through trucks. A little lightweight limit, 26 ton four, right?
It's 26,000 gross, not tons, yes.
26,000, so
yeah,
20,
13,
that's 13.
13 tons, yeah.
States in there that looks like from time to time the council desires to amend its ordinances for the betterment of the town and effective administration of its duties, now therefore be ordained by the town council of Salisbury, Indiana, following any responsibility and duties delegated to the clerk treasurer and ordinance number 2010-014 shall now be the duties of the building commissioner or his signee. All other sections of the ordinance number 2006-021 and ordinance number 2010-014 are unaffected by this ordinance and remain in full force and effective. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its adoption and promulgation of evidence by the affirmative signatures of the undersigned as majority of the duly elected members of this council. Anybody will still win this right here. I think it's just something that's give us an opportunity to take this away and put this responsibility on our building commission, which we probably should have been done probably years and years ago. So, Michelle, thank you for taking care of it. So, have a motion?
So moved.
Got a motion of Scott, second Matt. Any discussion about this?
I just have a quick question.
Sure.
Brad, do we, and this might be addressed to Charlie, might be, do we have any type of vehicle that's labeled code enforcement or anything like that?
We have trucks that are labeled building commission, office of building commission.
Do we have any plans to maybe possibly get that signage on a vehicle or something, which, you know, I seen a, I believe it was a Parksville vehicle the other day that had that. I just think that might help.
A lot of the neighbor municipalities, we have a series of what I call pool vehicles they pull from for various uses, have those. We don't have that depth of bench to assign one specific code enforcement. I think we could, you know, under the building commissioner, I'm trying to remember what that says. Might actually say building commission code enforcement on it.
I think it does. Sure I think it says.
Mm-hmm. On the side.
Okay, so the we have manpower that we're in. Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, like I said, I think our building commissioner and that's four person, the trucks that they drive, say office of building commissioner will code enforcement.
Okay, on the side. Very good. That's all I have, Greg. Sorry.
Okay, thank you. Any other discussion? All right. With that said, all in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved on first reading. Second reading of ordinance number 2020-R-029. Need to state the bills. That reading like we do.
Make a motion to approve the second reading.
I'll second.
Right. Motion by Scott, second by Randy. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved to ordinance 2020-R-029. All right, our next ordinance and our last ordinance this evening is ordinance number 2020-R-030. It's an ordinance amending chapter 51, garbage and refuse, the codification of ordinances for the town of Salisbury, Indiana. Bring this to you, John.
You know, pre consideration, let's go back. This is before you all were in office. You know, we charge a very minimal fee for trash in election. At some point in time, within, like I said, before you all took office, I think what we did was we actually gave trash cans to residents to use. They were quote unquote town owned cans. And at some point that changed to where, because the pretty large cost of the town, I think we started charging people $75 per can on the trash cans. So now at this point, those are no longer town cans. Those are now privately owned cans. Well, it's come to my attention that basically we've been going out and doing repairs of these cans for basically no charge. So we have private property that we're going on to private property and doing repairs to private property, what have you. So what this does establishes a lid kit, a wheel kit, and a pickup bar kit for if a trash can were to be, you know, was old, we got smoke cans out there, wheel breaks off, or the lid breaks off, or something of that nature, allows an avenue for people to actually come and purchase the parts to repair them themselves. And it also gives us an avenue, basically, if someone can't fix it, they have tools to fix it, it gives us an avenue to go out there and fix it for them, is what this does. So these are basically at our cost. And what this also does is establishes a warranty period. You know, if you have a, timeframe of, hey, I've had my can for 7, 8 years, 10 years, your trash truck broke the can, well, that's normal wear and tear, I think, at that point. So what this does is establishes a warranty period of a year for cans. If something were to happen to that can within a year, we replace it or repair it. But anything after that would ultimately be the responsibility of the property owner.
And we're not making any money off this, this is at cost, you say?
Yeah. So, again, you could buy these things from Amazon or Home Depot or anything, they'd be more expensive than what they are here, obviously. But they are available in mass. So, we have the parts and pieces here. So, again, this is just cleaning up the access of, going on personal property, repair personal property.
I see the breakdown on what the repairs are. This scenario is I go home and haven't taken my can back yet, and somebody, my name's not on it, so so-and-so throws their can away and steals mine. How much do I pay for, can I get a new can from Sellersburg? Mm-hmm. And what is the cost?
$75.
Okay. And no one stole my trash can yet, but if it can happen, it will happen, you know.
Somebody stole my dog.
Yeah, I'm serious. All right.
And left her one with no lid.
All right. That's all I have.
So we're going to say, whereas from time to time this council finds it necessary to amend certain ordinances, now therefore it be ordained by this town council of Sellersburg, Indiana, the following. Section 51-.02E, garbage can parts and labor, is hereby added and states the following. Each resident who has purchased a 96-gallon container from the town of Sellersburg shall be permitted to purchase replacement kits from town. Costs of the kits are as follows. Lid kit, $35. Includes a lid strap long, and a lid hinge fastener. Wheel kit, includes a, for $30, includes a wheel, or wheels, axle pail nut. Pickup bar kit, $7. And it includes a stop bar. Installation service cost is $25. That's it. The resident chooses not to try to fix it themselves. Each garbage can and parts associated with here as a one labor and parts warranty. It's supposed to be 1 year.
1 year.
It's supposed to be 1 year.
I fixed it on the original.
Thank you. All other sections of Chapter 51 remain unaffected by this ordinance and continue to be in full force and effective. This ordinance shall be in full force and effective upon its passage and prolongation, as evidenced by the affirmative signature that undersigned is the majority of duly elected and serving members of this council. So, with that said, I have a motion for ordinance 2020-OR-030. Amending Chapter 51 Garbage and Recognition.
So moved.
Okay. Motion by Scott, do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt. Any discussion?
Yeah, quick question, Brad.
Okay.
Charlie, when, let's say, someone comes out and they're going to repair this can and they can't fix it themselves, I guess if you can't fix it yourself, you can come to the town and get the parts and go home and fix it. Second question is, if you guys fix it and the town's employees decide to fix it, are they going to fix it on site, or are they going to take it in somewhere and fix it, or have we discussed that?
Takes about an hour.
Oh, I don't know. They just do it on back and pick up.
They probably do it on back and pick up. Okay. Take parts there.
We're not sure yet about
that. Yeah, situation.
All right.
Will this cost be added to their bill, or will they take the money to pick up the parts?
Well, I think it's going away. I think we'll just leave it up to them as far as that goes. I mean, this will have to be published. So, I mean, it won't be a invite from everybody.
But it is an option.
It is an option, so I will do that one for them.
Okay.
I think that would be the only option, is to add it to their bill.
Do it that way.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, Dave? All right, motion of, for ordinance number 2020-R-030, second reading. Motion by Matt, second.
I'll second.
Second by Randy, any other discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Same sign, Dave? Motion approved. The last is a resolution number 2020-R-009. It's a resolution regarding the 2040 comprehensive plan for the town of Sellersburg, Indiana. That a group that's been working really hard, and I hope everybody's looked through the draft from time to time. It's very lengthy. But it's going to be something that will be a positive application for us moving forward for many years, I hope, so. Whereas this town council, Sellersburg, Indiana, is a town legislative body of the town, the president of the town council's town executive pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2, whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-5-2-9, legislative body may adopt ordinances and resolutions for the performance of functions of the town, whereas pursuant to Indiana Code 36-7-4-509, after certification of the comprehensive plan, the legislative body may adopt the resolution approving, rejecting, or amending the plan. Such resolutions require only a majority vote of the legislative body, and whereas on the 19th day of October, the Planning Commission of the Town of Sellersburg stated as the commission did conduct a public hearing to consider the 2040 comprehensive plan, in which the public was invited and participated. And whereas the commission approved resolution number 2020-PC-004, resolution approving and certifying the 2040 comprehensive plan to the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana. They drew an accurate copy of the text during as Exhibit A, whereas this council has extensively reviewed and participated in the creation of the plan, a true and accurate copy of the text hereto as Exhibit B. Now therefore, be resolved by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana as follows. The 2040 comprehensive plan, as described herein, is hereby approved pursuant to Indiana Code 37-7-4-509, lowercase b. Upon approval of the plan by the legislative body, the clerk for the legislative body shall place one copy of the comprehensive plan on file in the office of the county recorder. This resolution shall be in full force and effective after this adoption by the town council of Sellersburg, Indiana. So, do you want to talk about this or anything?
Yeah, we started this process earlier this year. Angus here as well. We've done online, we've done surveys, we've done statement stuffers, or planning commission. We had public meetings, they went to Chillers. You all had it at the last council meeting. We postponed a meeting to ensure that we, got any new input on anything. This is something that you all set forth in motion earlier this year.
And it will be available on our website.
It's currently available on our website.
Okay. With that being said, do I have a motion to approve? Second by Matt. Any other discussion?
I'd just like to thank everybody that participated. We finally have a roadmap for the town of Sellersburg. It is a living, breathing document, so we can make changes to it. And, again, just ask people to get involved in the process. I think the turnout will increase as we go. So I want to thank all those that took the time to prepare it. A lot of work into that. I know Terry was involved in that as well, so I appreciate everything.
I agree with you more. Like I said, I believe we had some really great outside people that were gave some great ideas, great thought into it, took a lot of time and reading into it. It was really nice to have the input. And like I said, I've sat in the majority of the meetings, and it was just really nice to see everybody kind of work together and get into that. So, that being said, any other discussion? All right, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Same sign, nay. Motion approved, first reading. Ask for a motion to approve of the second reading.
A resolution.
A resolution.
Yes, sir, we're good.
Laura, you ready? You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, motion by Scott, the second. Oh, I don't have.
Because it's a resolution.
Okay, just a resolution, okay.
Yes, sir.
Sorry, apologize.
Plus you all.
Always read.
Now, I'm going to read again. All right, apologize. Now, these masks, when they get stale, I'm just, don't leave your brain, don't get everything moving along.
Sorry.
All right, unfinished business, there was none. New business, we had discussion of cross-connection ordinance.
Yeah, this is an ordinance that we'll be bringing forth to you in the next meeting for water utility as far as requirement from IDIM. We'll just kind of head up on that.
Okay.
Going to be at the next meeting?
Yes.
The other November 23rd meeting. All right, second item of new business is our December 20 discussion, or December 28th town council meeting. It's been known for us, there's nothing that really has to move forward at the end of the year, that we try to only have one meeting in December. So I don't know how y'all feel, what your all thoughts on it. Just having a December 14th meeting. I think we'll probably have some things that will probably be determined and discussed. Hopefully between the next meeting and that meeting, hopefully items or any discussion on some things that everybody might have. So if y'all want to have a meeting on December 28th, just will three of us need to make sure that we're here present. I don't know what everybody's going to be doing that's going out of town. You know, people are going out of town and being following the weekend and the Christmas camp in the weekend process.
I think maybe before we cancel it, maybe we just kind of, when we're having the 14th on the 14th, maybe we can discuss it on the 14th. We can't, is that too late to cancel the 28th meeting? Or?
No.
I mean, because we don't know something, we might have a water break or something before then, you know, who knows?
Well, this should be something that has to be resolved by the end of the year that we do.
Yeah.
Right. And I say we table it, especially until that 14th meeting.
All right.
So I'll do it all in quick.
All right, so we'll table this until our first meeting of December, which will be December the 14th. General comments from the public. Anybody have anything they want to talk about this evening? All right, we'll start with our staff reports. Charlie Smith, town manager.
Yeah, so you've been down to Apple Leaf. I believe that project was completed today. I went by there this morning. I didn't get a chance to get by there this afternoon. This morning they had a concrete cap over the road, broken back over. So they should be finishing that up. I expect them to start on the padding for the rest of the areas in that contract here this week. UDO update, United Development Orders. We are finishing up that process, so that comes out of the comp plan as far as zoning and subdivision controls. So we'll be bringing that to you here possibly next month. We'll see how the time runs out. It has to, there's some things to be finished up on. It has to go before the Planning Commission for recommendations to council, and then we'll go from there. Website, we're nearing completion on the website. I had a meeting with Digitize last week, and we're tweaking some things and move some things around and make it a little bit more user-friendly, so I anticipate that to start coming up to a wrap and going live here in the next couple of weeks. You had the Camp Run project. Public notice has been posted for that, so we're going through redevelopment here. We sit on that for hours, you attend meetings as well, so I don't know if you want to talk about that here during your reports. And then I know we talked at one point for the airport sanitation, wet well issue out there, on what we were doing, who was doing it, when we was doing it. I thought we could review those and whatnot, but I was talking to Michelle. Josh, you want to
talk about that? Josh has some information.
So I'll turn that over to Josh and follow up on that.
On September the 14th, you all approved $28,500, and that approval was for Trinity linings. On September the 28th, we came back and asked for an additional $9,500 for additional gaskets. Trinity linings is a subsidiary of Temple & Temple. When we got out in the field, Trinity linings started to get ready to do the work, said, this is way more than what we really think this can do. They mobilized, Temple & Temple as a part of them, mobilized to go ahead and make the repair. We ended up doing it for $32,600, which was less than the combination of what we had approved for the prior two meetings. So what we wanted to request today is that the board would authorize that emergency payment could be made to Temple & Temple instead of Trinity linings for a lesser value than what was previously approved at $32,600. And that needs to be made, I think, as a motion so that can be paid to Temple & Temple.
What was the total going to be?
The total was previously going to be $38,000, and we spent
$32,600. All right, so looking for a motion to change the payment process instead of the check being written to Trinity Lining to be paid to Temple & Temple for the price of $32,600 instead of the $38,000 that was initially awarded or voted on back in September.
So moved.
A motion by Matt, do I have a second?
I'll second.
Second by Randy. Any discussion about it? All in favor?
Aye.
Thank you. Aye. Motion approved.
Thank you. And I don't have any other update tonight.
The only other thing we have is this week, Thursday at 5:30, we are having the Hilldale Stormwater input session here. We're going to deal with people to come in here to town hall. We'll have maps up, put a sticker on a map. What's the issue as part of the stormwater master study that we're doing?
That'll be here?
That'll be here, town hall. Mass required from 5:30 to 7:00.
How these residents that have been notified, and maybe
we've got a social media event. It's on the social media event. It's on the website, and we have signs and all the entries.
Okay, perfect. Great job. Okay. Looking forward for everybody that has concerns and thoughts and issues there in the Hillendale neighborhood on the stormwater drain. I know this is something Charlie has really worked hard in trying to come up with a solution for us to be able to be supportive in that area.
Are you calling it a round table, or what are you calling it?
Input session.
All right. Josh said he had nothing else to discuss.
Sorry. Randy, weren't we supposed to talk about a dump truck tonight, or?
It should have been on the claims. Turn in, right?
Mm-hmm.
We turn it on.
It was? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just need the quotes.
Does it fall under the limit as far as dollars or something like that? Isn't there
especially if you use dump trucks, it's got a built-in snow spreader, brine tank, so we can start brining the roads. Used. In really good shape. We took one of our mechanics in there and did the ones over on it. So we'll go, obviously we'll approve the claims register tonight, and we'll go pick it up tomorrow.
Jake, I just want to confirm, they do not need bids?
Not on that.
Or quotes?
It'd be a specialty item.
Okay.
If it was a new or something like that, then otherwise.
Okay.
Anything else? Jake, anything on your end?
One minor thing, and I know it really doesn't make a difference to you guys, but on Wednesdays, I've been coming up here, I'm just going to set up Wednesday, we're going to do it Monday for the meeting for about 2:30. If we need a bench doors or something.
Appreciate you doing that. All right, comments from the council, I'm starting with Dr. Randy, you have got opportunity to be first tomorrow.
I respectfully, if you would go in reverse, because that way, if you don't, I might not have to say anything, bro.
I'm more happy to do so.
Are you adding this to the insurance?
Okay, sure, all right, we'll start from the bottom, and Matt, Matt. Anything to say tonight? Scott?
A couple things, Old 60 looks great, so I know I haven't had a chance to say that, so striping was completed. So again, one of many improvements that we'll be doing. I know we have some potential announcements coming up in September or December with community crossing grant or the parks grant that we applied for. So hopefully there'll be some good news coming down the pipe for our town. And congratulate all those who won their respective races in November. Takes a lot to put yourself out there and serve the community. So even those who didn't win, again, it does take a lot to put your best foot forward and represent the people of this town, this county. So other than that, I don't have anything else.
Terry?
We're coming down to the end of the year, it's our first year. I'm glad with some of the things I'm looking around, I'm seeing. I know our stop bars on the roads and things like that. Getting equipment that we need, getting people hired in that we need. And I just hope everybody in the town is, I know I hear a lot of good things, but I hope everybody knows what some of the things are doing. That's all I've got.
If I can give up a lot.
Come on, Randy.
For you, they want to come up, talk to us.
Well, okay, I appreciate you doing it that way, Brad. No, I'm just very thankful. I live where I live. I like our baggage in this town. I just want to, I've been getting input from a great many citizens in District 2. And, you know, we're going in the right direction, and their feedback has been very positive, positive with Charlie, positive with the two hires, and the just the effort and, you know, our response to our emergency situations are just really, really good. Been hearing that, so just want to give Charlie some props and just thank him for his efforts. He's here every day, and he's taking care of business. And they say Old 60 does look great, and, you know, I'm glad that we made a definition to protect it other than just throwing up or just basically doing nothing, because if we do nothing, nothing's going to happen. So I'm glad we put up a weight restriction sign. But I feel privileged to serve the town, and I'm glad that we have the people that we have working here. That's all.
First of all, I want to thank our water crew. And they've been fixing a lot of leaks. Fixed this one up on New Albany Street, down there by the Legion. I'm going to tell you, the guys, they did a great job. I mean, they had to shut the water off, and they had to send out a bowl of water advisory. I mean, these guys were down there working hard. I mean, it was a hard place to be at and find. And I can't thank them enough. They're a great crew. We finally got a good group of guys that are all on the same team. They want to work together. They want to help each other. And so I can't thank them enough for what they've done. As far as that, you know, up there at the park, I said, it's glad to see that we've gotten some rain and some sun. The grass is growing really good. I mean, it's looking good. So it's going to be an exciting spring when we're able to get in there and get it all cut. And it'll all be bright green, looking everywhere. I'm excited about that. I worked the polls last Tuesday and got a lot of great input from everybody in that area and other things that we've been doing in the town. Then I got some negative, and, you know, folks, we can't please everybody. We try to do what's best. I know it may not be completely right as far as some of the things we do, whether it was from my past sitting on this council or me sitting on this council today. I know that I'm with a great team, and we've got a great concept, we've got a great future moving forward. I know I saw a little bit of patching work done by the state on 31. Once again, we have no ownership of that, but we do appreciate NDOT coming in there and fixing a few of the things. I noticed around town, we've been doing some of the drainage repairs. Manhole, I mean, a little drainage areas, there's one on Front Street I noticed is working on, and some other places. So I greatly appreciate everybody's hard work and determination. I want to thank everyone out there in the sewer plant. I want to thank Bill Rigdon and his crew. I encourage everyone, you know, go out there and look at the sewer plant. I mean, they've done some cleaning up. Hopefully we'll get rid of what we need to get rid of to the salvage. And I think that's worked out really well. But they've really done some nice things of getting everything kind of organized, ready. If Old Man Winter comes in, and we've got to get into the salting and the brining and everything else. So I want to thank them all for that right there. Once again, I can't thank JTL and their organization for everything they've done for us with our stormwater system, with our water system, and now our sewer system. And you know, like I said, we've approved to move forward with the new road over between the Cotton Crossing and Poindexter. So I'm excited to see what we've done with redevelopment and everyone else moving forward. So I know we're making a great stride. So once again, I thank everybody for showing up every day, doing their job. So, but other than that, that's all I have to say. Michelle, anything?
Yes, I do. I'll be emailing you all the health insurance renewal rates, and we'll need to vote on those at the next meeting. That'll need to be on the agenda. And then we'll have the open enrollment the first week of December. I'll set a date for that and email it out to all the department heads. The next meeting we'll be doing additional appropriations for Set It and Public Safety Lit. That'll be published in the paper actually tomorrow. It's just where we've spent more than what was appropriated, and we just have to go through this process so there's no negative balances at the end of the year.
Just fund transfers on the
way? No.
No?
No. We'll do that later. We'll do that the last meeting of the year. And then we need to work on the 2021 salary ordinance. I sent out an email and asked if we were going to have a workshop, and I didn't get a response. But we have to pass that by the end of the year.
Great. Appreciate all.
That's it.
Thank you, Michelle.
All right. Anybody else? Okay. I ask for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
That motion by Matt. Do I have a second?
Second.
By Scott. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
7:15. Getting it out.